Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, friends, listeners, community? We have just finished week number 22 of season 3, Side Hustle School. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau. This week featured Bat Houses, a cow fat skincare line, a beer blogger, and so much more. Also, some big news over here. The 100 Side Hustles book is out on Tuesday. You can ask for it at any local bookstore. In fact, it actually helps to ask at bookstores because then the people that work there are like, oh, some of our customers actually want to read this book. Or, of course, you can get it from Amazon.com or any online retailer. Now, you can also get the details and sign up for the tour. The tour starts on Monday, sidehustleschool.com/tour. I'll be taking you along with me, like not in my suitcase because I only have a carry-on bag. But every day as I go and record the episode, I'll tell you where I am, and I'll be posting online as well. Hopefully, I can do that without being too annoying. Of course, the show rolls on every single day, new episode, no exception to that. So have no fear. This is not a book takeover. It's an exciting time, but we're also excited about all the great stories that are coming up. Got some really good stuff. Now, in this action-packed recap, I want to talk about something important. What do customers want to hear from you? When they are deciding whether to make a purchase, what is most important? There's actually two concerns that are really at the heart of that decision. It's super important that you understand what people are thinking, what they're afraid of, why they might be eager, like ready to give you their money, ready to sign up or make that purchase, but they also have some fears. And if you're trying to sell them a product or service, it's your job to reassure them. I'll also bring you an audio update from a previously featured side hustler. But let's talk about this a bit more. What do customers want to hear? Now, you've probably heard this statistic, or perhaps one like it. The statistic is every day, the average consumer will see 3,000 advertising messages. There's probably some Reddit thread somewhere where people debate whether it's more like 2,000 or 10,000 or whatever the number is. The point is that the average person is exposed to a lot of advertising on the average day. So you might think, well, I've got this product or service. I'm trying to make this offer. How could I possibly break through all that noise? And to that point, there's some good news. The good news is that we aren't as resistant to marketing as you might think. Like all of us, in fact, we all buy stuff. We all pay attention. We are all persuadable. I have loyalty program cards in my wallet from coffee shops I haven't been to in 3 years. I'm really bad about that. You might not have that particular habit, but I'm guessing that you also are not as resistant to marketing as you think. Also, when it comes to products and services we're interested in, we actually want to be marketed to. If you think about it, think about your favorite retailer, your favorite online store, your favorite clothing shop or other offline store. Haven't you ever been excited about a sale from your favorite retailer? What if you found out that they had a sale, like a really big sale, huge discount, special promotion, buy one, get one, whatever it is. They had this huge sale, but you didn't hear about it. You might actually feel remorseful. You might think, well, how did I miss it? You might even sign up for their email list to make sure you don't miss the next one or follow them on social media or whatever it is. So we're not as resistant to marketing as most of us think. And when it comes to products and services we're interested in, we want to be marketed to. But what is it that holds us back? What is it that we want to hear or even need to hear before we can make that purchasing decision? What it comes down to essentially is we want to believe as a consumer that we will be better off if we purchase this product or service. If we exchange our money, and not just our money, but also our time, which is especially important in a service business situation, we really want to believe we will be better off if we exchange our money for this product or service. And if we can be reassured on that point, both logically and emotionally, and like, let's not get too meta here, that most purchasing decisions are actually quite emotional. They're more emotional than logical. But if we believe that we'll be better off if we make this purchase, that it's worth our money and our time, any other commitment or resource that we have to exchange in order to receive it, if we believe we'll be better off, that's when we'll make the decision, all right? So potential customers really want to know, like, am I going to be better off? Is it worth my time and my money? If the answer is yes, then you're on the right track. If they have any other doubt about it or any question about it, then that's where it gets challenging. So So you want to do everything you can to provide a clear answer to that question, that statement, I will be better off if I purchase this product or service because it's going to change my life, because it's going to help me lose 5 pounds, because it's going to, you know, remind me of something important, whatever the benefit is. If I have confidence that that statement is true, then as a consumer, I'm much more likely to make a purchase. All right, so remember that, and let's go to the audio update. I believe this is an update from a good friend of mine named Sean Ogle. Let's hear from him.
What's up? This is Sean Ogle from Portland, Oregon, and my side hustle is called The 80 Club and was featured in episode 263. The 80 Club is an online community for private golf club members from across the world. Since my episode aired, we've grown to about 215 members from 34 states and 14 countries. We've hosted 8 events across the United States, and this year we've got 4 more in Boston, Kansas, Coeur d'Alene, and even Bermuda. It's been a really exciting ride, but I've learned that running multiple events a year outside of your hometown, and in one instance outside the country, is way more work than you'd expect. Our membership is growing and the feedback has been awesome from members, but I've run into a challenge with time management, as what started out as a total side project is now a full-time job, or at least there's enough work that it should be. If there's one piece of advice I can give based on what I've learned with the 80 Club, it's that niching down is the absolute best thing you can do with a membership community. On my website, breaking80.com, about 5-10% of my readers are members of private clubs. Of those, just a fraction of them are likely to welcome strangers to visit their home courses, they like to travel to see new golf courses, and they like to geek out about golf online. So of my bigger audience, probably only 2-3% are a good fit for what we're offering. But for that small percentage, it's a perfect fit and it makes sales relatively easy. Next up, I'm planning to form more formal partnerships with existing golf clubs. I'm planning to bring someone on board to help manage the events, and I'm going to shift from proving the model works to trying to add as much value for our current members as possible. Overall, it's been awesome to see my side hustle grow, and I can't wait to see where it goes from here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sean. 200 plus members with, I think he said, 8 events coming up all across the country and in Bermuda as well. Totally hear that also about the time management and full-time job, part-time side hustle situation. It's something that a lot of our folks have found themselves in. But of course, it's also a good problem to have. So always good to know that something is working well and of course continues to evolve. And if you want to check out what Sean is up to, I believe that website is breaking80.com. And if I'm not mistaken, it's also breaking80 on Instagram. We will link those up in the show notes. All right. If you have a comment or question, we'd love to hear from you as well, listeners. You can send an email to podcast@sidehustleschool.com. You can call up our Hustle hotline, 844-9-HUSTLE. That's also 844-948-7853. Or you can also use your phone to make a voice memo and send that along in an email as well. As mentioned, we've got some really strong stories coming up to coincide with the book launch. I've got a guy in Toronto who owns juice bars and decides that that's not enough for him. So he goes out and starts a side hustle selling weighted blankets. And he actually does really, really well with these weighted blankets, multiple six figures. I've also got a story about a magician, a graphic designer leading guided sailing tours throughout the Mediterranean, which actually looks really cool. I want to go on one of these tours myself. And of course, much more. So before I sign off for the weekend and go into a whole new season, I do want to say thank you. I'm going to thank our production crew, which I really appreciate them. But I also want to say thank you to you, listeners, for more than 800 episodes now. You're the reason I make this show. I said the very first episode, if you make the commitment to make this part of your routine, then I'm committing too. Like, I really want to help you in your quest to create a new source of income, a creative outlet, a sense of security, a sense of possibility and opportunity, whatever it is. That's why I do this every single day. That's really what motivates me. And of course, I can't do this by myself, so I am super grateful to producer Chuck Reed, content manager Whitney Karinick, community liaison Jed Chang, cat herder Tina Hart, the official show cat Libby Gillibo, and a few other folks who might be joining our team soon. So I'll introduce them to you at some point. But all of us at Team Side Hustle School are part of the Onward Project. That's led by best-selling author Gretchen Rubin. She's got a fantastic podcast called Happier with Gretchen Rubin. You can also check out Happier in Hollywood, as well as the new show, which is super, super cool. I've been enjoying it myself. It's called Do the Thing with Melissa Urban. All those programs are available in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And speaking of Apple Podcasts, if you do me a favor and give me a quick little rating or review, that would be super cool. I really appreciate that. All of our growth has come from listeners talking about the show, telling their friends, hey, you got to check this thing out because there's all kinds of different ways to make money. And you can do that without quitting your job and without spending a lot of money. That's our mission every single day, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow and each day next week. So much more is on the way. I'm so grateful to be able to make this show. So I'm going to sign off for now. Episodes go online at 6:01 a.m. Eastern Time. My name is Chris Guillebeau, and this is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.